lines of barbed wire. Wear a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house built on a hill, made out of rattlesnake hide. I got a great big chimney way on top, made out of human skull. So come on over here, you cute little thing, and tell me who do you love. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? By the hand and said, "Ooh, baby, I can understand." Crushed the bone on a juju stone, closed his eyes and he cast a spell and said, "Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?" Black and the night was blue. Down the alley I crept on through. Shot from a pistol and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Two and I ain't stole a dime. Eyes of a wolf and a gator smile. I live long enough and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? 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 Who do you
was so much stronger than I believed in fellow man, and I was so much older than when I was young.
I think that's what we've been doing, saying about
when we were young.
Well, that's
another one from 1967. Carrying on that 1967 thing. Yeah. Originally done by the Animals.
It was. Eric Burdon and the Animals, yeah. This is an album that came out in 1995 from the Golden Earring. All cover versions. We began this hour with Who Do You Love?
Original Bo Diddley song from 1956, but it's been by and everybody's done it.
And it's only because you said about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Les, that Golden Earring did
it.
And I thought I turned behind me.
We were covering another version at the time, weren't we?
We were. So we've just heard When I Was Young. Let's play a couple more tracks. Darkness, Darkness, originally done by a band called the Young Bloods. And then Les is going to love this next one, after that one. Gotta See Jane.
Juicy Lucy, what that was thinking of.
They did the one on Vertigo. That's right, they did. They had the biggest hit with Who Do You Love. And who originally did Gotta See Jane, Les?
Dean Taylor on Tamla Motown Records.
So that'll be
which I always found most strange that it was actually released on TM.
So let's play that one first then. Gotta See Jane by the Golden Earring. See how they treat it.
Red light, green light, speeding through the dark night, driving through the pounding rain. I gotta see Jane. Windshield wipers, fishing, splashing, calling out her name just to gotta see Jane. I left her arms to find my way, to find a place for me in the world outside. I wasn't alive, I could not survive the frantic pace, the constant chase to win the race, turned my heart cold inside. I gotta find what I left behind. Red light, green light, speeding through the dark night, driving through the pounding rain, I gotta see Jane. Freeway, byway, tearing up the highway, running up a world insane, just gotta see Jane. That's out of steel, that is unreal, it could not feel what's in the heart of it. I was so alone in the world of stone, I miss her arms that once held. Touch of time, turning the wheel of life to yesterday, when love and happiness were mine. I gotta find that world of a chain in me like it used to be. Oh, I gotta see Jane. Oh, I gotta see Jane. The constant chase to win the race, it's not a
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com. towardtheunknownregion.com.
Darkness, darkness, be my pillow. Take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep. Darkness, darkness, hide my yearning for the things I cannot see. Keep my mind from constant turning toward the things I cannot be. Yes, the things I cannot see. Things I cannot see. Darkness, darkness, long and lonesome. It's the day that brings me here. I have felt the edge of sadness. I have known the death.
You're listening to Chris Bent
and Les Newman.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thank you.
We didn't set out to play so much Golden Earring, but there they were from their 1969 album. It's the title track, 8 Miles
High, from the Byrds.
Originally
done in 1966 as they wrote that after what they thought was a very sad trip to London. That originally, obviously, planes don't fly at 8 miles, but they thought 6 miles wouldn't rhyme very well. But there's a lot of lyrics in the original song referring to, you know, they didn't get on well in England during that tour. In fact, there was an English band called The Byrds, B-I-R-D-S.
There was.
Who actually successfully sued them for the name. And they got some, they managed to get some money out of them.
That's probably the only way the English Byrds were, the British Byrds were going to make any money. Yeah.
No, because they didn't. They weren't a very successful band anyway.
No.
But some of the lyrics refer to that weren't very well received in this country. In fact, that single, 8 Miles High, was never actually got in the top 10 because of it was banned, in fact, in the US because of its connotations or drug lyrics and the use of drug taking. But initially they denied it, but later on Dave Crosby and Clark actually admitted that it was inspired by some of their drug taking exploits. So there we go.
Do you know, I've just got a memory of the Byrds EP 8 Miles High being in Boots Record Store and it being on display, and I was so tempted to buy this extended play with what must have had 4 tracks on it. That's what I usually had, but I didn't. So 8 Miles High from Golden Earring,
good version of it, especially the bass.
The
bass
solo
was amazing.
It was.
I hope you turned it up loud, listeners, and you're still there and your speakers haven't blown away. We had it loud here and it was incredible.
You haven't blown your woofers. We also heard from Golden Earring, Who Do You Love? That's what we started with all of 40 minutes ago, When I Was Young, and then Gotta See Jane and Darkness, Darkness. Well, I see no reason not to carry on with Golden Earring, so let's play their big hit, the full-length version from the album Moontan, 1973. We all know what this is, don't we, Les?
Radar Love, of course, yes, sir.
Wet on the wheel, there's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. Forgotten song.
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more rain, I love her gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We got the thing that's cold, red I love. We got the light in the sky. We got the thing that's cold, red I love. We got the thing that's cold, red I love.
Lekker, lekker, lekker. That's about as far as I can go. No, Dutch, no. But Les knows a lot of Dutch.
No, I don't know. I mean, Stimmerol. You could say if you're listening to this on the radio that we're outsending in the metal hole, which is we're going out in the medium wave.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to almost an hour of Golden Earring. We just played Radar Love from the album Moontan. And I'm tempted to play the last track on that album. In fact, we have been talking about food and drink and that. So the Vanilla Queen will go down very nicely from Golden Earring, Les. Yes?
Yes.
Sorry? Okay. Let us rock.
Gently rock.
You're still honey. simple English I am.
Depeche Mode was singing earlier, life is full of surprises, it advertises nothing. And we in charge of this program, in charge of the this starship, as it lurches.
We look back on these last couple of hours we've been together and we think, where did it all come from? I mean, we started off with a blank canvas, we've moved from place to place, and it's just sort of, everything seems to fall into place, doesn't it?
Fall over. And this was all because a few weeks ago you suggested that the Golden Earring had done their version of Who Do You Love.
Yes, I know. It's...
So many thanks for listening and many thanks for joining in. And Les has been, as you may have heard, Les is in the studio.
Actually,
he is
here, people.
Here, within touching distance.
Yes. Well, we've still got 2 metres, of course.
Of course. And a perspex partition. Actually, I've got a perspex partition. If you close that door, Les, you'll see. It says telephone. It's it's a BT.
Does that come from a modern
Welsh. It's in Welsh. It's
I thought that was a Welsh one.
It is. It's from a Welsh telephone. I didn't take it from a Welsh telephone because it was part of a project I did one time going around Europe looking at, it sounds like a bit of a jolly, doesn't it, going looking at phone boxes around Europe and pay phones and card phones at the time.
Oh.
And
was this after the K7 or K8 or whatever it is? Yes, it was.
When they're introducing all new, the Blue Payphone, it was called, and they were bringing out aluminium kiosks and that telephone. It's not glass, that telephone, big sheet of Perspex telephone. I might put it on today's page at Facebook. Yes. Everyone deserves to see what a Welsh telephone pane of glass looks like. So it's time to say, be seeing you, Les Newman.
Be seeing
and
you, Chris
yes,
Bent.
It has been Les Newman and Chris Bent heading toward the unknown region. We're not going to finish with Golden Earring, but we're going to finish with Golden Earrings, this single. I've played it before.
From the Enid.
I'll be seeing you, Les.
Be seeing you, Chris. Be seeing you, listener.
Many thanks.
Don't forget the podcast.
Yeah.
Chris B.
Und Les Neumann.
Aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Good evening.